The Quran quoting the first statement of this man in his childhood and his infancy is that I am the servant of Allah. Nevertheless, that's not the focus of discussion. He says, Allah has blessed me with a kitab. وَجَعَلَنِي النَّبِيَّ And Allah has made me his prophet. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ And he has ordained the performance of salah and the discharging of zakat. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي And Allah has made me one that I am exceptionally kind to my mother. Allah speaks about the salient qualities of the various prophets. Allah highlights the outstanding qualities of Yahya alayhi salam in the Quran. وَمُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا One who will be a leader. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا We have given him such a name that nobody previously had this name. And then Allah says, وَحَسُورًا One who has absolutely no inclination towards women. This was the independent quality of Sayyidina Yahya, who had absolutely no inclination towards women. And then Allah says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْ One who was kind to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا Was not overbearing. Wallah brothers, the love of a mother is unparalleled. The riwayat appears in both Bukhari and Muslim. Some prisoners of war were brought before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba and Nabi alayhi sallam observing this. One woman, suddenly she lost sight of her child. So she was running to and fro anxiously. Where is my child? Where is my child? Wallah, she doesn't look at time, she doesn't look at health, she doesn't look at wealth. The riwayat appears in Bayhaqi and Muslim. One woman comes to the door of Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh Aisha, I am begging. One daughter on the right, one daughter on the left. Aisha radiallahu anha takes her three pieces of dates. She gives it to the mother. The mother gives one to this child, one to that sibling, and the mother is about to take the third one. The children ate their respective dates, and they look towards the mother with desire. That, oh mother, give us that one also. Wallah brothers, let's be honest, me and you, maybe we'll tell the wife, you know, take your child and go in the other room. I'm hungry. You put up another pot of food for him. But it is that mother that will sacrifice her plate of food, who will get up from her bed, who doesn't know health, who doesn't know wealth, who doesn't know time, who doesn't know venue. What has happened to you, O youth of today, O competent youth, O potential youth, the one who have excelled in this world, but you have forgotten the obligation of your mother. I wonder if you are progressing or retrogressing. She takes that date, she then splits it half to this baby, half to that baby. Aisha radiallahu anha observes with anxiety. The Nabi of Allah returns. Oh Nabi of Allah, a peculiar thing happened today. What's it, Aisha? A woman came begging, I gave her three pieces of dates. She gave one to one child, one to the other. The daughters looked with desire. She split that, she gave half here, half there. Nabi Sassan said, Aisha, I make you my witness. Jannat is wajib for that woman. لَقَدْ دَخَلَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ Have you forgotten this mother of yours? Nevertheless, this woman is running to and fro trying to locate her child. Wherever Allah has likened His love, Allah has likened it to say, I love you more than your mother, not to the father. Why? Because the love of a mother is unique. So anyway, this woman finally catches sight of her child. Then the hadith says, أَلْزَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا She draws the child close. And then she suckles the child. Nabi alayhi salam tells the sahaba, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَ طَارِحَةً بِوَلَدِهَا فِي النَّارِ Oh my sahaba, do you think this woman will ever abandon this child? You've seen the love she displayed. You think she'll ever neglect this child? Sahaba said, no, never. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا I swear by Allah, Allah loves His servants more than this woman loves this child. When Sayyidina Musa was separated from his brother and he goes to Mount Tur, and then he returns, and in the interim, a person by the name of Samiri initiates the worship of a calf. And then Musa returns angry. Raja'a Musa ghadbana asifa. Angry, upset. So then he comes to his brother and he grabs his brother. And here again, just to digress, the Quran says he grabbed him by his beard. The commentators deduce that from this we can well imagine the length of the beard was sufficient that he could grasp onto it. This is something that the commentators have mentioned. Brothers, while I digress, I may add on two other points. There's one sin that I have, out of my own humble analysis, I have come to. That it is a sin by itself, it's one sin, but it leads to thousands of sins, and that is misusing of the sight. It's one sin by itself, but it opens up the doors of a lot of evils. And there is one good that I have personally seen in many people. It's one good by itself, but wallah, it opens up the doors of thousands of goods, and that is the lengthening of the beard. As long as you will not lengthen your beard and resemble the appearance of Nabi alayhi salam, you will camouflage your identity wherever you travel. Let's be honest, brothers, and let's acknowledge it from our heart. You will camouflage and you will disguise. But yes, this will clearly depict you in society as a Muslim, as a lover of the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this one quality will motivate you further and enhance your spirituality towards the obedience of Allah ta'ala. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salam grabs his brother. The brother then seeks the sympathy. So he says, Yabna Umma, oh the son of my mother. He doesn't say, oh my brother, oh my biological brother. He says, oh, the son of my mother. The commentators say when he used the word mother, he was playing on sensitive grounds. He was using the term sympathy. Mother denotes sympathy. Wherever the term mother is used, it means sympathy. The hadith I quoted in the beginning, the riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif. A person comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, who is most deserving for my best relation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, next in merit, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, next in merit, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, after that, then on the fourth instance, the Nabi of Allah says, your father. Three times in succession, the Nabi of Allah says, your mother. One sahabi comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, aradtul jihad. O Nabi of Allah, I want to go in the path of Allah and fight in the path of Allah. وَجِئْتُ أَشْتَشِيرُكْ But I thought I will come and put my situation before you and take advice from you. Nabi Sassim said, هَلْ لَكَ مِنْ أُمِّنْ Do you have a mother? I said, yes. The sahabi says, I answered, yes. Nabi Sassim said, إِلْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ إِنَّ رِجْلِهَا Go and secure a good relation with your mother. Serve your mother and Jannat is yours. Brothers, this hadith, many a times we want to apply it on other situations. Delay your vacation and serve your mother. Delay your holiday and serve your mother. And the Nabi of Allah says, it is Jannat for you. Another hadith. In Durr Manthur, Allah Akbar, when I read this riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam says, Abdullah ibn Umar is the narrator of this hadith. Listen to this, brothers. لَنَوْمُكَ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ بَيْنَ وَالِدَيْكَ وَتُضْحِكَهُمَا وَيُضْحِكَانِكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ جِهَادِكَ بِالسَّيْفِ O my sahabi, your presence, sitting on a bed, the words of the hadith, you're sleeping or sitting on a bed in front of your mother and bringing joy to her. Just bringing happiness to her. Wallah, that is what the mothers are wanting. How many mothers told me, the only complaint I have is tell my son not to shout me. Tell him not to be vulgar. Tell him not to be harsh with me. Tell him not to raise his voice in front of his wife. That woman who came in his life today, has he forgotten me for the sake of this one woman? Oh my sahabi, it is better for you to sit in front of your mother, tudhikahuma, and make her laugh. When thousands of youth are making their mothers cry, where are those youth that will make their mothers smile? When thousands of youth are making their mothers restless, where are those youth that will bring soothe and joy and happiness? That when the mother turns this side, it's a pain of agony for one child that is away from home. When will it be when the other son can come and bring joy and happiness? That when she thinks of you also, it's joy. When she lifts her hands also, it's dua. When she, in the dead of night also, your thought comes, it must be dua. Nabi alayhi salam says, your presence before your mother and telling a happy word and telling a good word is better for you than holding the sword in your hand and fighting in the ferocious battle and killing the kuffar. Bringing joy to your mother at your home is better for you. So this sahabi comes, O Nabi of Allah, I want to make jihad, but I have come to take your permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you have any parents? I said, yes, I have my mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِيهَا فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَأَنْتَ حَجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ Secure your relation with your mother. If you have done that, in the eyes of Allah, you made hajj also, you made umrah also, you made jihad also. If you've done that, you've made hajj, you've made umrah, you've made jihad, you've made everything. Secure your relation. Allahu Akbar, one sahabi says, I was sitting with Nabi alayhi salam in a place called Jihirana. And Nabi alayhi salam was giving some meat to those sahaba that were sitting. يَقْسِمُ لَحْمًا إِذْ أَقْبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ Suddenly one woman came advancing towards the Nabi of Allah. He stood up in respect, in awe. بَسَطَ لَهَا رِدَاءَهُ He took out his shawl. He told the sahaba to move. And he told the woman to come and sit down.